the states that we're working in, about half of them are doing this work in the legislative branch, and about half of them are doing it in the executive branch. I think long term, both sides will end up doing this work because both sides make these budget choices. The governor can use this approach to identify programs to recommend in the budget recommendations, and the legislature can use the approach and the model to fine-tune those recommendations and make their final appropriations. Agencies can then use the approach to identify if they have budget flexibility, what individual programs across the state would make the most sense to put these resources to work in. So we're working with a large variety of agencies across the state. In some states, we're working directly with legislative research and budget offices. In some states, we're working with the governor's budget offices. And in some states, it's a mixture of groups. One state is currently housing the model in a university institute, much like Washington State is. I think that each state is different, and I think that the key is that the work needs to be housed in some place that has access to the data, but also is viewed as an honest broker and is part of the process now, meaning that policymakers know these people, trust these people, and they're close enough to policymakers that they're available to them when these decisions are being made. And that placement is going to differ in every state.